Welcome to episode 204. Today we're talking about how healing your money blocks is so important. And go ahead and dive in. Happy Monday. I am live for a really short time. I was actually trying to go live sooner, but that didn't happen. I have about 5 minutes, 6 minutes until the actual training for for the Heal Your Money Blocks training that I do with my clients every year. And I wanted to do it before the end of the year so that we can really get clear on money, what's happening with money in our lives, and then when we go into 2023, we are cleared, we are motivated, we are not carrying baggage into the new year, because that is actually really debilitating when you start off a new year carrying old baggage from the year prior. This actually happens all the time with business owners, with entrepreneurs, even with like people who are trying to manage relationships. They will carry old baggage and bring it into the new year. So a little bit of business motivation this morning. I do have to jump off really quickly because of this training, but I did want to come on and just say hello to everybody. I haven't gone live in a while. I have been extremely busy. But one of the things I want you guys to think about is, where are you guys at with money right now? And then how do you guys feel about 2023, the money that has come to you? Are you aware of your numbers? Yesterday, I did my accounting for August, September, October, November. Okay, that was 4 months of accounting that I didn't do, just because if you guys know me and have followed me, you know that I've had like a whirlwind of a year. We've gone to Greece. We've gone to like 3 different international flights out. It's been such a busy year for me, for my personal life and also for my business life. I've done in-person events, like written another book. So I didn't have time to, someone just jumped on the live training, so they're early. I didn't have time to do accounting. So I did my accounting, right? I did my accounting for, I just want to make sure I'm good on time. I did my accounting for these 4 months that I didn't get to do. And I am really aware of my numbers. I know how much money came in. I know how much money came out. I know how much money went to taxes. I know how much money went to my Zoom calls. How much money went to Calendly. There's so many amazing awarenesses that come about when you do your numbers. So I did my numbers yesterday, and I didn't even put the correlation together that when I did my numbers yesterday, the following day, which is this morning, I'm actually doing a Heal Your Money Blocks training. I didn't even know that they were connected. I just knew I had to do it this morning. I sent it out to my clients. They all are aware that this is happening this morning in literally 3 minutes. But a part of that was, I knew I'd been sitting around knowing that I have 4 months of accounting I need to do that I hadn't gotten to yet, 4 months of that. So each new month, every time there was a new month that came, I knew in the back of my mind, Maria, you have not done your accounting for the month prior. So I had to get it done before December became Christmas, before it became New Year's. Next thing you know, we're in the new year. And I would hate for you guys to have that same problem where you guys are going into the new year not knowing your numbers in 2022. You don't know how much money you made, how much money went out, how much money you've invested, how much money you've spent on travel, how much money you've spent on fucking donations and gifts and kids and shopping and groceries and food, right? Gas, credit card bills, all the things, right? You guys need to know about that before the end of the year. Before the year starts, You guys need to be very clear. And then the reason why it's important, I have two more minutes. The reason why this is important is because you get a lot of clarity around knowing your numbers. You get so much clarity around knowing your numbers, knowing what came and what went, how much you kept and how much you didn't keep. And then a part of that also, there's a healing process as well. Because one of the things for me is that I spent a lot of money this year. There's a lot of money that went out. However, I made a lot of money this year. There's so much money that I made this year. You know, I started charging for a lot of things. I charged people to be on my podcast, several hundred dollars in interviews that come to me at least once or twice a month, just on fucking interviews alone, you know? And what other things that you didn't account for? For example, my DM coaching program, I have about 8 people in there who pay me every month. And this is literally passive income. And they just DM me some questions as part of the service. Hey, Maria, what do you think about this? Hey, what do you think about that? Hey, can you help me with my offer? And I literally get a monthly income from my DM coaching program, along with my one-on-one clients, right? Along with my podcast that's giving me money, along with, you know, the interviews that I'm charging for, along with my Facebook group that I tell people to join. And a part of that is I sell to this email list that I have grown over the course of 4 or 5 years. And it kind of gave me, it's 8:30. Okay. So guys, I'm so sorry. You guys know what I'm talking about. If you guys aren't clear on your numbers, do that this week. Make it a point to sit down and do your numbers. Okay. Make it a point to get really clear on what is happening with your banks, your bank accounts, your credit cards, your automatic payments out. And if there's payments out that you're not aware of, you need to cancel those. Okay, even Audible. Let's say you guys have Audible that just automatically charges you, but you no longer use that service. Cancel these things, because I want you guys to go into the new year with a clear mind about where you're at financially. Even if it's not where you want to be, at least you are aware of where you're at and where you want to be. So I don't want you guys to set goals without knowing the back end of that, without knowing where you're at financially. Okay, so I am jumping off, you guys. That is it for me this morning. I know it was quick, but the goal here is to get really clear on your numbers, know where you're at, and make sure that the month of December, you're getting really clear on 2022 income, profits, and losses, and really clear on what you want to do in 2023, okay? If you guys are looking for a business coach, spiritual business coach, that is me, click the link in the bio. My business mentorship program is available, and open enrollment has started a few weeks ago. So click the link in the bio to apply, and we will talk hopefully again later this week. Mwah.
If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.